Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is original 102.5 The Bone On Demand audio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Diane.
Oh, hey, Diane. What's going on?
I've never done a meltdown.
Oh, you want to do one?
Be nice.
You want to do
one?
Yeah,
I'm going to try.
All right, hold on. You deserve a sounder, Diane.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right, Diane, give it to us.
Okay, it's totally non-political, non-COVID. Okay, so when I go to the vet to get my dog nails clipped, why do I have to hold my dog down? Because I really don't want to be involved. And it makes my dog hate me. And then I have to hold it real tight. So, anyway, tonight I tried to cut. I have three dogs. I tried to cut the two. They're chihuahuas.
Oh, the nails.
And they're strong.
Uh-huh.
And they, I got scratched. But anyway, it was, I did it. Anyway, so that's my meltdown. Why do you have to hold your dog down?
That is so funny.
You're paying to get it done.
Well, is it because that they feel like the dog would be more comfortable with the owner there and have it not freak out?
Nope. I agree with Diane.
Maybe. I don't know.
Nah, I agree with you, Diane.
I don't want to be a bad person.
If you're paying full price for them to do something to your dog, they need to do something to your dog. That would be like you going in to have surgery and them asking a family member to put the IV in for the anesthesiologist. Hell no. You're getting... Look, and I have a story similar, Diane. I used to have a champion bloodline English bulldog. He passed away 10 years ago. He passed away. R.I.P. Chubbs. But I went into the vet to see about having them collect his dog juice so that maybe I can stud him out, because bulldogs, they can't have sex. They've been bred so low and wide, they don't do it that way. You have to do a stud service. They collect it, and then I didn't know the whole process. I'd never done it. So I go to my vet and ask him, and they said, you just have to collect the semen, and then, you know, we'll put it, we'll freeze it or whatever. And I go, I gotta collect it? And they're like, yeah, that's how it works. I go, no, I don't. I'm not qualified for that. Like, don't you have like a fluffer? Don't you have somebody here? I thought they did. I thought they had one lady that was like the person that did that. Like, so I just pictured some like trailer park woman smoking a cigarette out back, and they're like, hey, Betty, we got a bulldog in room 4. And, you know, she just squirts some lotion on her hands and goes, all right. What's his name? Let's get it over with, baby. But no, they said I had to do it. So I never made a penny for studying that dog, because we didn't have that kind of relationship.
Thank you for getting it.
I do.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hold my dog down.
No, it's not right. You're right. They're going to resent you when they should hate the doctors, just like we all do.
Exactly.
I love you, Diane.
Thank you. That's my meltdown.
All right. You're the best.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was good. You want me to hold my dog down? No.
I thought it had to do just because they were, you know, they feel more comfortable with their, they don't like it, but at least they won't bite or something.
Plus, you know? Like, maybe it's one of those things, too. Like, if they hold the dog down, maybe the owner gets mad at them. Like, you know, hey, you're hurting my dog. It's like when you're a bouncer. And the bouncer is like trying to keep a domestic fight from happening. I used to run a bar, and it was one of the things I had to train my bouncers for. So like a couple would get into a fight in the bar, and the bouncer can't just start beating the dude's ass, because what will happen is his girlfriend or his wife will jump on you for hurting their person, even though you were protecting them. So maybe the veterinarian's like, I don't want to hold this dog down, or the vet tech hold the dog down, and now all of a sudden the dog's crying, and all of a sudden the owner starts beating the vet tech up. Stop hurting my chihuahua, bitch! You know?
That's too bad.
All right, I want your meltdown.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1. for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Now, Johnny, I talked about this on HMB Radio this week with the dead woman. You know, we're not anti-vaxxers by any means, but I think you and I are both kind of on the same page here. You know, we've had the disease, and we don't know as far as what your natural immunity does. I have been advised by my doctor to get a vaccine.
Right.
He still wants me to do it. I don't want to. Honestly, I don't want to do it.
Right.
I feel like I handled it fine, and that the next time it would be either similar or probably even better since my body's experienced the virus before.
Probably a chance you've had it again and didn't even know it.
Who knows?
Right.
Who knows? And I'm getting this pressure now. Obviously, we talked about the pressure from, you know, media, these doom and gloom headlines. Get your child. Don't let your child die.
Oh, my God.
These ones from the media. And those I can kind of shrug off and be like, this is agitation propaganda. I know what you're doing and just whatever. But then when you're getting it from your friends and, you know, I have a friend that's getting married in November. And I noticed on their new wedding website, it's been updated. And it says that due to the Delta variant of COVID-19 ravaging this area, we're requesting that everybody be fully vaccinated who's coming to our wedding. And if you're not, then the police celebrate at home.
It's a great way to divide your friend base.
It's a great way to get people to do what you want. I will tell you that much, boy. So now I'm in a pickle here. Now I'm in a position because these are my really good friends. I want to go to their wedding. And I feel like it would be a double slap in the face now because they could say, you didn't come to our wedding just because you didn't get this stupid vaccine that's so easy to get and free.
Yeah.
That's like a double slap in the face.
But then you
them.
Say, yeah, because although I love you guys, it's a dick move for you to put this guilt trip on all of us and give us an ultimatum in order to enjoy your day of happiness.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I think that they would understand, but I don't want to miss this wedding, so I'm just going to get the stupid thing.
Man.
It sucks.
You're giving in.
And I'm giving in, and it stinks. But I got a bachelor party to go to. New Orleans is, you have to show your papers to get anywhere in New Orleans. I don't want to, you know, this is a special time. And I'm just going to get the fake one that doesn't work. I'll find the Johnson & Johnson one.
Yeah.
And get the fake one that does not work. And that will be the compromise that I'll have. So I'm going to get the stupid-ass thing. And, you know, it is what it is and whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I might do that even tomorrow.
Okay. Well, yeah. We'll have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't feel like crap.
I hope so, too. Yeah.
That sucks, man. I mean, this whole thing just, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a shame.
It's dividing so many people in so many ways. And, yeah, it's
mad. I really am mad. And I'm mad that they put me in that situation where, you know, it makes me, they have a point of view. And it's forcing me to embrace their point of view in order to celebrate a momentous occasion for them.
Yeah. And I feel that way a lot. I feel like, you know, I don't think everybody is doing it for the good. You know, a lot of time it is just a way to push your political views on a whole group of people. And I've seen a couple of companies here locally that I won't call out that the HR director is very vocal on social media. On pushing, you know, very CNN heavy type stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, you know, what? That's where you stand on things. Fine. You know, I know I have friends that are on every you know, level of the spectrum. It's fine. You know, that's what you're on. And then a week later, I see that all of a sudden that company, that they're the HR director, is now, requiring the mandate. And I go, well, that kind of feels like it's pushing an agenda, you know, a little bit. But, you know, I don't know. I think a lot of people actually just want people to be safe and they want to, you know, guarantee a safe workplace. I understand all that.
I see the point of view. I don't know if I agree with it. I don't like being told.
That's my hang up, dude. That's my hang up.
But, you know, I also believe me, I've argued with Monica and Kelly. I get it. And I'm sure people are going, yes, you have to get it now.
They love it, dude.
Yeah, they love it, yeah.
I saw another person, a person that I respect in the comedy community, but they're very opinionated when it comes to politics.
Mm-hmm.
And they were reveling over this conservative radio host that talked down the vaccine. He got COVID and died.
Man, that's just...
And they posted on social media, they said, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm getting close. They said, am I not supposed to laugh? Oh, too late. And I'm like,
gross.
That's such a bad look, man. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
They want you. This is what they want you dead, but they'll settle for your submission.
I mean, what
if
are you doing?
If you do what they want, then fine.
It's still a dead person.
Yeah, it's awful. I'm sure that guy has a coexist sticker on his on the back of his.
You know
car
what I mean?
Too.
And yeah, now if somebody dies from the vaccine, and a Republican comes out and says, "Yeah, that's what you get, you sheep."
Oh, it'd be terrible.
You get lambasted.
It'd be terrible. I was fighting with this guy, this local media guy, because we did that story about the even PolitiFact. You know, I get called a Republican all the time. I'm not.
I know.
I have very radical politics.
I defend you all the time. I go, Will is an anarchist.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He hates all of you.
Yeah.
So don't call him one of the things that he hates.
Yeah, it's annoying, but it's just binary. You know, if you're not on this
side. One or the other. I know. I feel it every day.
You would think that would connect with some people's heads like, oh, maybe it's media that's a problem and
right.
You know, whatever. But this guy's talking about... The AP sent a letter to Ron DeSantis about him attacking this reporter who wrote this garbage story, that hit piece on him, and demanded that he stop attacking.
Oh.
So they're allowed to say whatever they want with repercussions,
100%.
You know, free. But God forbid he says anything, then, well, oh, you're attacking us.
He's a bad guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he's defending that, saying, like, he said in the end of the letter, was it worth it? And then this guy's saying that that's bullying. Hmm. That he's trying to bully this reporter.
If that reporter is good, he would have replied, throw your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. And then he would have been a hero.
I mean, it's just embarrassing.
It is.
It's not bullying.
No.
It's saying
he's defending himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should be ashamed of yourself and take right. the L. But
yeah.
instead, he's defending this dude. I go, no, dude, you're wrong. I'm sorry, you're
yeah.
wrong. So, Adam, you know.
I have a lot more respect for people that can admit when they're wrong. And you don't see a lot of that nowadays.
No, you don't at all.
You know what I mean?
I mean, when it's, you're getting fact-checked by, you know, Politico of people, which, you know, that's something else.
Uh-huh.
But you know, whatever. I'm sick of people being able to say whatever they want, and I'm not allowed to say anything either. I know it's just going to get me in trouble.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. We say yeah. pretty much whatever we want on this station. I don't know how we get away with it. It's flying
well,
under the radar, baby.
I should just save it for the air instead of tweet it. But,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're we've talked about this. You can't really determine tone in a tweet.
Yeah.
So a lot of times your tweets, I hear them in your voice, but I know other people are hearing them in a way more asshole-y tone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I almost want to text you sometimes and go, buddy, you know this one's going to get taken the wrong way. You know what I mean? Even though I know where you're coming from. And most people are just going to, oh, that's right-wing Willie.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Morons.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I got a meltdown. Yeah, let's go.
Go.
In 3, 2, 1.
Ah! Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Here's my meltdown. My meltdown to everybody last week insulting the Tampa Bay Rays fan base because they had 5,000 people go to a Tuesday game. Oh, the Rays fans are the worst. Only five. They broke a record for the lowest attendance. Okay, it's a Tuesday. There's a Delta variant. It's in St. Pete, where most people are scared of the Delta variant. It's also in St. Pete, not Tampa. And until they move to Tampa, I don't want to hear bitching about attendance. Because St. Pete has 900,000 people. The Tampa Bay area has roughly 3 million people. And also, it has arteries from I-4, I-75, Crosstown, pretty much every interstate to get you to Tampa from all parts of Central and South and North Florida. So, that thing. But then what happened over the weekend, Big Willie? Oh, Saturday against the White Sox, not the Yankees, not the Red Sox, 22,000 people show up for an afternoon game on a Saturday. Did I hear those same people going, whoa, kudos, man, the Rays got a badass fan base? No. These are just people with jobs and lives that came out on a Saturday with their families. Sunday, huge crowd. You were there, Will. How did it look?
It looked really packed.
Great.
They were actually commenting on that.
Yeah.
Timbo.
Dude, I was watching on TV. I was super proud. Made me feel great. So don't F with Tampa fans, okay? You jerk-offs. There was a ton of people at that Buccaneer preseason game. A ton of people. And it sucked. It was all backups. And it's not cheap to go to an NFL football game. It's not that cheap to go to a Major League Baseball game. So shut up, you bitches. Whatever you're a fan of, I'm sure you don't go all the time, a-hole. God, it makes me mad. You crap on. The Rays have, by the way, one of the highest TV watching percentage. Yeah. I mean, their viewership on TV is huge. And that credits, you know, the team and how well they're doing. But it also excuses that people aren't in the stadium as much as people should say. And by the way, check out the attendance around the league. Like, you think they're selling out games in New York? No, they're not. They're not, okay?
L.A. has the best.
Yeah, of course. You know, but it's a different setting there. You know, they have how many people in L.A.? To go to a, they got to fill up, 60,000 people at that stadium, at Dodger Stadium? And they have 10 million people in that town?
You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich. Mm. And a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.